The following recording, Georgia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I've been teaching history at Auburn for the past 30 years. I went to Emory to do my PhD and graduated back in the 1970s. After doing my bachelor's degree at the University of the South at Suwanee, Tennessee, which is a well-known Episcopal college, I think it's well-known, for about 1,000 students. I was from a small town in Georgia, but went to a boarding school in Atlanta where the chaplain was an Episcopal clergyman. So he was really on me to go there to college. And so despite my parents' wish that I go to Emory, for undergraduate work, I decided to go to Suwanee instead, just to sort of defy them, as people are wont to do at that age. It was a great choice. It was a wonderful school, and I did end up getting to go to Emory and came here afterwards and have been here ever since. Lo, these many decades, and while it was very different from Suwanee and Emory, I have been very happy here and have really enjoyed being here, because I think Auburn is a very special place, even I dare say unique in terms of the atmosphere and of the relations between the students and the professors. And of course, I can't complain. It's not that far from my home, and over the years it's made it possible for me to be near family, both in Georgia and in Alabama, which I think is very, very nice when one is close to one's family, as am I. So I'm always glad to have that opportunity. And who knows, I could have gotten a job far away and not had these opportunities at being so close to family. And believe it or not, Auburn over the decades has grown, not so much in numbers of students. There were about 16,000 when I came, and 22 or so now, but in terms of what we can do and places we can go. And always, and especially my first year here, I kept telling myself over again, Atlanta is less than 2 hours away, meaning there was a world outside. And this is very important when you are a single professor and you need a little social life, because it probably is not wise to play with undergraduates. And so it was good to get away to Atlanta and get to be with friends over there when I had a desire at that time in life to have a wild old time and go, so I could just go to Atlanta and get all that out of my system and then come here and go to McDonald's or something more tame. And so that was very important for me.